Hello?
Hi, Michael. It's Nadine, or Mike. Sorry, I'm calling you so late. My apologies. I've been in a meeting, and I was like, I gotta go. I was supposed to call somebody at like 1 o'clock our time. So I am so sorry. Is this a good time for you so we can do your notes?
Yes, ma'am.
Awesome. Okay, so in the services that you want to be listed for, Mike, aside from handyman, what else do you want me to notate on here?
Well, I do really good decks.
Okay.
The guy that I work with is really good with metal roof.
Metal roof? Buildings. Okay. Awesome.
And metal buildings.
And metal buildings. Okay.
The only things I really don't do is major electrical and major plumbing.
So, do you do painting, remodels, flooring?
Yeah, I do painting, flooring. I don't do carpet.
Okay. So, like hardwood and laminate, maybe?
Yeah.
Hardwood and laminate flooring.
Hardwood, laminate, tile.
Hardwood. Laminate and tile flooring. Okay. And that's going to, is it both for residential and commercial, or do you want to just focus on residential for now?
Mainly residential, but when I was with M&J, we did pretty good about doing some of these around the malls and stuff like that.
Okay.
In stores, so.
So I'll put, do you want me to put you for both, and you can be at your discretion which ones you want to take?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. And then, now let's see here. Okay. Facebook. Now, your wife mentioned you do have a Facebook page, right?
Yes, ma'am.
For the business. Okay. Because I was trying to see if I could find it, and I couldn't find it. And I know you said it had, like, a diamond, right, was part of the profile logo? And it's under, is it Mike Handyman, or is it with the apostrophe S?
It's the apostrophe S, and it's Handyman, plural.
Okay. Let me see if I can pull it up. Now, as far as, I'm waiting for my system to load up here. Yeah,
and
gives me all these.
She could probably send it to you.
Oh, that would be perfect. If she could text it to my cell phone or even email it to me, that would be great. This way I can, or wait a minute. Did I just find it? You're not going to believe this. I think I just found it. And earlier I was looking for it and I was going crazy because I couldn't find it.
Yeah.
256-452, let me make sure that's you, 3109.
Yep.
I found it. Wow. Beautiful. Oh, my gosh, I'm looking at this deck here. Great job. Very nice.
Yeah, some
I see
those
some
are,
of the photos.
Yeah, some of them, I got a lot I got to put in there. I just been so busy, I haven't been able to do much on Facebook.
Right.
Now, most lives coming from word of mouth and ant bleed, so.
Well, that says a lot about your company. I mean, just the pictures alone that I'm looking at are beautiful. Okay, so on the website that we're creating, I'm putting that you do have pictures. You do have the company logo as well. Has photos. Has business logo. I love the business logo, too, by the way.
Yeah, that was all my wife.
Well, you better give her kudos on that. You better take her out to a nice dinner for doing that logo for you, right?
She's had a lot of nice dinners.
I'm sure she deserves them all as well. Now,
well, today, when you called, I was on my way back from Georgia to a bed walk, so I stopped in at one of those small little mom and pop places that make sandwiches and stuff.
Right.
And got her one of those really nice sandwiches. So
Oh, how sweet of you. Yeah, you know, I love the little mom and pop, like, little restaurants, whether it's Italian food, you know, Southern food. Out here in California, there's one place that I go to. Oh, gosh, what's the name of it? And, I mean, they have the best catfish. And the pork chops, I mean, it's all delicious. Yeah, but well, I'm sure it's nothing like out there, right?
Right. But the best sandwich I've ever had is if you can ever get into Utah, I don't know if you like to go skiing, but if
okay.
you can ever get into Utah, go into Spanish Fork, Utah. It's in the Provo Orem area.
Uh-huh.
Spanish Fork, Utah, Main Street. There's a little place there on the street. It's called the Italian Place.
Okay.
And get you the Zeus sandwich.
Okay.
I'm telling you, you'll be eating on that sandwich for 3 days.
I'm going to keep that in mind. I have a cousin that lives in Utah. Oh, my gosh. I'll have to tell him about it. It sounds good. It sounds really good, especially when I'm hungry right now.
That's where we go.
I know. Don't you love those little spots?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, let's see here. What else do I need? So, we can provide you, okay, it's called a tracking number that would be linked to your phone number. So, instead of it being your actual phone number showing, it would be that tracking number. But when they click on it, they're calling you. They're calling your number. So it comes with an app that you can download on your phone from the App Store, and it allows you to track your phone calls and your messages, and you could even block spam calls. Do you prefer it to just be your number showing, or would you be interested in the tracking number? It's included. It does not cost additional.
I don't know.
If you could say no for now if you want, if you decide not now and later on you want us to put the tracking number, we can do that and it still won't cost you anything.
Okay, let's do it that way then.
Okay. And then now with the Facebook ads, we could target as far as 50 miles. Do you want to target 50 miles? Do you want to be a little closer? What do you prefer?
I'd prefer a little closer, but I will go out to 50 miles.
So do you want us to put it at the 50 miles, or do you want us to start it off with, like, 30 miles, and then you can change it at any time?
Let's start it at 30, and then
at 30?
We'll see how that goes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then your preferred method of contact, would that be phone, text, email, all three, phone and text? What do you prefer?
I prefer phone and text, but I
okay.
can't take emails.
Okay. We'll put phone and text. Now, what are your hours of operation, Mike? Like Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
Monday through Friday.
Okay.
And it's usually from, well, I usually like to try and get to work early, but most of my clients don't like it until you get there around 8, 8:30.
So you want me to put, like,
8 to 4.
8 to 4? Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's not a requirement. I just ask because I don't like missing anything on notes. Not a requirement, but are you licensed and insured or in the process or not required where you are?
I'm licensed in the state and county, in Calhoun County and Talladega County.
Okay. Perfect.
I'm not insured just yet.
No worries. And what are your forms of payments that you typically accept from your clients? Cash, checks, Zelle.
Check and cash.
Check and cash. All right. Sounds good to me. And then let's see here. I think I just about have everything. And I did notate that your wife is also authorized to make changes to the account. I do have your client interview, and I believe you did. If I'm not mistaken, I think, let's see here. So let me go back. So your client interview, we need to set that up. So tomorrow, okay, we're going to set up a client interview for you. What we're going to do is block out an hour. Now the client interview, Mike, it can take between 30 to 40 minutes, maybe a little longer. You know, it just depends on how many questions or details you have. However, we do schedule it at a time that's convenient for you. And this is when they're going to basically be crossing all the T's, dotting all the I's, ensuring I notated everything correctly. They're going to talk to you about the website, the Facebook ads. So this is where I like to say the magic is going to happen. Now, do you prefer something later in the evening, midday, so I could take a look to see what we have available?
Well, tomorrow I don't have anything set up for in the morning, but I do have two
okay.
good blocks for tomorrow afternoon.
So tomorrow, the time that I have available, and these are going to be based off of your time zone, because remember, we're 2 hours behind you. So
yeah.
tomorrow I have your time would be 10 to 11. I have 11 to 12, 12 to 1, 1 to 2. And then I also have 4 to 5, 5 to 6.
Let's do the 10 to 11.
10 to 11. Okay. So tomorrow they're going to call you from an 877 number. And they're going to call you, yes, they're going to call you between 10 and 11 o'clock. So just make sure to answer all calls within that hour. Now, let's say you're in the middle of something, right, and you need 20 more minutes or 5 more minutes, whatever the case may be. Just pick up the phone and say, hey, can you call me in 10 more minutes? And they'll call you back, okay? It's super important
okay.
that you keep this appointment, because the sooner we get you through the client interview, the faster we are moving, okay?
Right.
Okay, so let me set that up. And you'll get an email with this calendar invite. You don't need to do anything with it, okay? But we're also going to send you a reminder an hour before your client interview just to let you remind you that it's coming up, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And then let's see, what else do we have left here? I just want to make sure. Now, if you take a look at, I know you got several of them, but what I need you to find is the initial invoice. It was sent to you by email, and it was also sent to you in a text message. And it'll say initial invoice.
You see the initial invoice? See, Mary does all that stuff. I just hold the phone out where she can hear what you're saying. And it
awesome. Hi,
right.
Mary. How are you? So did you guys have a long drive home?
It was about an hour, but I had to go out to Heflin anyways, and Heflin's about 25 minutes, Georgia.
Oh, okay.
So, since the Powerball is up to 1.5 billion, let's go ahead and drive.
You had to go get your tickets. I know, I didn't even think about it. It's so funny, because I'm like, I need to hit it. And my husband says, well, you got to play it if you want to hit it.
Right.
I'm like, I guess you're right. I have my godfather lives in Michigan, and he, when it was like really up there, he was hitting, because we come from a huge family, and he was saying, okay, who wants in on it, you know, and we'll split the pot. And so my godfather was like, he was driving all over the place buying tickets from everywhere. I was like, oh my goodness, he is so silly.
Yeah. Had a payout on it, like 700 something million dollars.
Right?
Well,
oh my gosh.
That, I'll have to call her back.
Yeah, my husband always says, he's like, if we ever hit the lotto, I'll tell you this much. He's like, I will go fishing 8 months. He loves to fish. He says, I will fish all over the country, and I'll come back home just to make sure you got money, you know, get my clothes washed, and then I'm gone again. Or I'll just buy new clothes. I don't even need you to wash
yeah.
them. I'll just buy new ones. I said, oh, you're
yeah,
so silly.
Yeah, why worry about washing ones?
Yeah, he always tells me, listen, we'll never go hungry, Nadine, because I know how to fish. he uses that. He tries to say that only because he wants to make it, he's trying to reason with me as to why he spends, you know, $700 on a fishing reel when he's going on a trip. So he's trying to, I guess, you know, just, this is the reason why. You don't understand. For me to get that big fish, and I just laugh at him. I'm like, whatever you need to do.
Yeah, I got a cousin down in Florida that does the big fishing tours, you know.
Really?
So during his off season, when he's not got nothing going, then we all go down there and get on the boat and go deep sea fishing.
Wow, that's awesome.
A couple weekends out there.
How exciting. I'm not one to fish. I'm like, if you want to go ahead, honey. He always tries to get me to go with him on trips, and that's just, I'm good. I'm not, bring the fish, I'll cook it, not a problem, but I'm not trying to go out there. I don't want to get seasick. I'm good. Now, if it's a cruise, sure, then I'll think about that. But, yeah, for the most part, I'm good.
Oh, yeah. Cruises are nice, but I'm warm.
Yeah, they're really fun, really fun. Come back 10 pounds heavier, but did you want me to resend it, Mary, so this way you could see it right away?
She's got it right here, she said.
Okay, awesome. So when you open it up, Mary, it goes on to say, you know, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below the email. Do you see where it says please click here to accept your subscription terms? Okay, so you're going to click on that, and what it's going to do is...
It says the link expired.
Oh, let me resend it. Okay, let me resend it to you. Give me 1 second. Okay, I'm going to resend it right now. Okay, there it goes.
Can you still hear us okay?
Oh, it looks like you already signed it. Okay, so you already signed it. Okay, perfect. I wasn't sure. I'm like, wait a minute. How did it expire? And then I looked and I'm like, oh, okay, you already signed it. Okay. So the last thing I want to go over with both of you is the timeline. Okay, so tomorrow when we have the client interview, okay, we're going to get you through that, and then we're moving, okay? We're getting things moving here. So one thing that we also do is as we're going through the process and we're completing steps, we're going to send you guys notifications letting you know, hey, the review's completed. Take a look at it. Let us know if you have changes. You're on the first page of Google. Your Facebook ads are up. So we're going to keep you guys in the loop as these things are being processed, okay?
Awesome.
So starting from tomorrow, within 6 to 10 days, again, be on the lookout for that PIN code. And, you know, it looks like that postcard with Google at the top. Once you get that PIN code, you're going to get it within 6 to 10 days. We need the PIN code, okay? The technician will go over this tomorrow with you as well. You could either text it, you could call it in, or you could input it yourself. I would suggest just give us the PIN code since you guys have had a couple of issues prior, right? So let us handle it on our end.
All right.
Now, within 5 to 7 days, we're going to have you listed within all the popular directories. We are also going to email you your login credentials, okay? We're going to send you a link for your reporting system, username and password. You can update it to a password of your choice, but it's one login that you'll have that both of you will use, okay?
All right.
And that's where you can start going in and tracking your results, so that's why I want you to make sure when you guys have time, watch the video that I sent in the text message. Now, within 7 to 14 days, the website's going to be done. We're going to send it to you first so you can review it in case you have changes before we have it go live. And your Facebook ads will be live within 7 to 14 days. Those are already going to be up and running, okay? Now, what it does state in our terms and conditions that we sent to you in writing, it states that the first page placement on Google, it can take between 30 to 45 days. We'd like to under-promise and over-deliver. I've seen it at times where it's happened sooner. So as soon as you get that PIN code, provide us the PIN code, and the technician will go over that with you as well, okay?
All right.
So tomorrow... Again, they're going to call you, just as a reminder in case you didn't hear, Mary, we're going to be calling Mike between 10 and 11 o'clock from an 877 number, but he will get a reminder an hour before the client interview to let him know that it's coming up. But if you're in the middle of something and you need to call back in 5 minutes, just say, hey, call me back in 5 minutes, and then they'll call him right back. Okay?
All right.
We don't want him to miss this appointment. And I want to be the first to welcome you both to our local Splash family. I am super excited for you guys, and I want to thank you for the opportunity to help you grow your business.
And I just had to tell you, you know, you how you said, you know, your name, Nadine Medina, how it rhymes?
Yeah.
Well, I have a niece. Her name is Tina Medina.
Oh, my gosh. That rhymes more than mine does.
So, there is someone out there.
Well, there we go. Oh, my gosh. That is so funny. Yeah, I've had business owners that I've talked to. They're like, wow, your name kind of rings. And I'm like, I know. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. It was such a pleasure, you know, speaking with both of you. I'm super excited again for you both, and I wish you many blessings with your business and your family as well.
You too. And tell your husband that if he ever comes to Alabama, he's going to take me fishing.
Yep.
You know, I have one of my best friends, I'll tell you, she's from, and I say Mobile, and she, you know, Mobile, she's like, it's Mobile. And I'm like, and I just laugh. She was born and raised in Alabama. She lives out here now in California, but it's so funny because I'll hear her, like, if she's talking to one of her relatives over there, I'm all, your southern accent just comes out of nowhere, and she just starts laughing. And she does the best cooking ever.
I'm surprised that a southerner would move to California.
I know, right? Her mom moved her out here when she was young, but yeah, it's so funny. She is very prideful about, you know, where she was born and raised. And I mean, I would love to go out there one day just to kind of get to know the other side of the United States. You know, California is just overrated. I've lived here all my life.
Well, you know, I've lived in Maryland, North Carolina, South Carolina, California, Utah. I've been all over the United States pretty much, but Alabama, to me, is home. The people, the atmosphere, the trees.
It's like
driving, changing the colors and everything. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I have a daughter, my youngest daughter, my baby she's at Boston University. This is her last year and she's graduating. But she doesn't want to come back. She says, you know, Mom, out here in Boston, they actually have seasons. I know, Jeanette, and she loves it out there. She doesn't want to come back to California. And, you know, she's an adult now, so if that's what she wants to do, I mean, that's the whole goal, right, when you raise your kids is, you know, spread your wings, honey.
Yep.
Be successful out there. And I mean, thank God, you know, she's doing really, really well. My other girls, they weren't so about wanting to go out there and experience. Like, they started having kids at a young age. I mean, I have 11 grandkids, but my youngest, I'm so glad that she stuck it out in school. And yeah, she wants to go places. So we're all for it, you know. Do what you need to do. I mean, that itself is, they're all my blessings, but, you know, she's actually, surprisingly, in our family, she's the first one to go to a university. Everyone else has gone, you know, to community colleges and so forth, and that's good too, but she's the first one in my immediate family to actually go. So, my mom's always bragging about her. She goes, well, at least one of my grandkids made it, and I'm like, oh my goodness, can you be nice? Well, listen, you both have a good evening, and thank you again. Really appreciate talking to you both. All right, blessings. Bye.
Bye-bye.